Yo.
Stressing out like every other fan. Well, there's good in every team. Things aren't always what they seem. You can always find a winner if you try. Oh, weeknights, things will get better. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. Oh, yes, they will for Parker. You know, the man still can't understand. Parker and Wilson on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Good evening, Detroit!
All of a sudden, my mic went kooky.
I like the way you handled it, though.
I'm just going to hold it.
I'll stop. Hey, we got a barn burner going on, Mr. Wilson.
We'll get back to you after this musical interlude once the Tigers are finished, if they are finished in the ninth inning at Oakland. Gary, you got to pump up that volume, will you, please? This will be interesting talk radio portion of your program. The situation is the Tigers lead 5-4 in the ninth with two men on for the Oakland A's and two outs. Joe Nathan pitching. It was 5-2. In the start of the night before Nathan got in there. So he's had a hell of a 24 hours. Hell, not even 24 hours. Like 17 hours. Your last night's debacle, fiasco, snafu.
So far, I think he just tweeted, Nathan just tweeted, he just blamed Castellanos for what's happened here in the ninth inning.
Is that right? Did he just frank Nick Castellanos?
Boy, Alex is like a
man. Sir, is there a problem? You're looking at me. We got an issue? I'm just doing that for the fun of it. Try to get it settled. Where would you like it? Right here? Right there? Right there's perfect.
Right
there you go. She gave me the thumbs up.
Right there.
She was looking at me like, uh-oh, something's wrong. Uh-oh. Something's happening on camera. And you can watch us at parkerandtheman.com. We literally, now Alex Avila's in.
He just got a foul ball off his head.
Oh, because that never happens to him.
I told you he's got a magnet going or something.
There was like literally a baseball. Somebody did a whole like expose, and why does Alex Avila get hurt more than any other catcher in the game?
I've never seen a guy take so many blows, so many foul balls.
It's startling though. Tim McCarver brought it up.
It's true.
He says he doesn't get it. McCarver played 24 years of that position in the major leagues and doesn't understand why he gets it as hard as he does.
McCarver bent down for 24 years.
I know.
Oh my God.
Most of the time for Steve Carlton. In many ways.
Oh, stop. I said bent
oh,
down,
he loves,
not over. Stop
he
it.
He loves lefty.
Sarah, do you hear Mark? That's terrible.
You're the one who takes it to the gutter.
Stop.
Not me.
We can't call you the play-by-play, but we'll tell you after something happens. But that's the situation right now in Oakland. This game started at 3:30, so we're looking at over 3.5 hours of baseball fun.
Well, a lot of guys been left on base. The A's had, coming into the ninth, then they had 12 guys left on.
Rick Porcello walked three times as many guys as he has in any effort last year or this year.
He had six.
Six walks.
His career high
more than
is four.
Four, but he hadn't walked more than two since the start of the 2013 season. How about that?
Well,
number?
All day the story is what? That the A's have not been able to get that big hit with men on. Mark, they've had guys on all day. I don't think they're going to be able to do it here because they just scratched out a couple of runs, but very, very interesting.
You know, I'm just upset that the Tigers won't be there for Coco Crisp Garden Gnome Day, which is June 22nd.
Are you serious?
Yes, since they've been advertising it on the back. If you watch the thing, it says Coco Crisp
I see it. Okay,
Garden yeah. Gnome Day. I'm not kidding. I got friends in Oakland, California, and the Bay Area. somebody's got to get me a Cocoa Crisp Garden Gnome.
You really want one?
Absolutely. And it's going right in the front just to see Cocoa Crisp as soon as you hit the thing and by the driveway, and I want Cocoa Crisp Garden Gnome to be.
A regular black lawn jockey wouldn't be good enough for you?
No, I got to have a... Either that or I'm just putting a box of Cocoa Krispies.
Here it is. Strike three. Game's over.
Hold on. You can't say anything yet. Hold on. Now you can go. Now the game is over.
All right. Now the game's over. I told you.
So ground ball to Cabrera. End of game. He left two guys on. And
they couldn't get a hit. Mark, they left 14 guys on today. They were one hit away from blowing this thing open, but the Tigers, they get away with a win.
Brad Ausmus now with a little smile on his face. They end up splitting a series. They probably have no business winning any of the games.
They could have lost all four. Remember, Rajay Davis stole third base and was at game two, 5-5, to be able to come in to score on a ground out or whatever it was. And then today, unbelievable.
5-4 the final. The Tigers win it. The win will go to – who was the last pitcher there before Nathan came in?
I thought it was who was it?
I'm gonna check it. For you.
I thought when Rick Porcello left, they were winning.
They never gave up the lead. You're right.
Rick Porcello should win, right?
Yeah, Porcello actually with the six walks will get the victory. After Porcello, you had Ian Kroll, Al Albuquerque, and Jabba Chamberlain. Joe Nathan just makes it look like they gave up the lead at some point, and Nathan actually will get a save because he came in when the score was 5-2. So there was three runs or less when he came in.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. No. It was ugly. And if you're the Tigers, you got to look at him and say he's starting to bother me.
Baseball stats are so funny. He pitches the one inning, gives up three hits, two runs. His ERA balloons to 5.23 now.
Well, he gets
a save.
When you do that times nine, you know, that's what happens. But right now, I don't know how you feel good about Joe Nathan. And, Mark, we should start there. Because I want to know who he's going to blame tonight. I thought what he did last night was even worse. Forget about the game walk-off home run. How do you throw a kid, a rookie, under the bus about a play?
Yeah, it was just a play in the game. And if Castellanos had made the catch, it would have changed the complexion. And Brad Ausmus said Castellanos' name. Nathan didn't even bother doing that. Everybody knew who he was talking about. But all Ausmus said was, yep, if Nick had caught that ball.
Mark, I'm going to ask you
this question.
Might have
been different.
You think if Cabrera had misplayed the ball, the same
Hell
exact
no.
play?
No way.
Would Joe Nathan had talked about, well, had Miggy or had that guy at first place?
I think Ausmus might have, but not Nathan.
I mean, come on. I just think that that's
Although the rap on Nathan is he did the same thing in Texas. I don't know about the Minnesota. I never heard that out of Minnesota, so I can't say that. But the rap on him last year was he did the same thing with the Rangers.
Mark, my question.
Adrian Beltre had a thing with him.
My question to you is, will he be your closer come September or October? I'm not convinced. I'm going to tell you right now.
At 5.23 in May?
Yep, I'm not convinced.
If that ERA balloons to 7, you can't do it. So, no, I would say probably not.
Do you know what the other –
You know what? Hanrahan might be your closer by September.
Somebody – I heard this stat. Please tell me – and can you look it up real quick? That
– What's the stat? 13th save, 11th hold for Chamberlain.
The –
8th for Albuquerque and 9th for Kroll. What?
The closer who we ran out of town here. God.
Valverde?
Papa Grande. That's what I was trying to think of his nickname.
Papa Lardo?
That he only has 11 blown saves in his career? Is that possible? And Nathan has 4 already?
He had the one full year where he had none.
Right.
49 out of 49. Then I think that the streak went to 51 out of 51.
And then that year he only had like 3 or 4.
I would have sworn in the National League with Arizona he had. All right, what am I looking up here? Valverde, blown saves career.
Yep.
Jose Valverde.
It's unbelievable.
Who, by the way, kids, is available if you're looking for closers somewhere. Please enjoy Papa Lardo.
Can't do it.
Gary, I hear you on that one. But I can't believe how bad Joe Nathan's been. And Mark, before the season started, you said you don't know when you have a 40-year-old closer when he's going to lose it.
At some point,
right?
He's out of pitches in the arm. He'll get lucky on occasion, and luck is a time to start using that word.
And they hit the ball good in the ninth inning against him. So I don't know. Unbelievable.
I would have a hard time believing it's a total of 11 because I think he's blown 11 the last 2 years.
Okay, then that's what I heard. That's what I heard. That number didn't sound right to me. I'm asking. It didn't sound right.
I need to investigate further, but I'm pretty sure that
you have
he,
it. If you have, you should have it in front of you. You don't have a, his. Why don't you have? Just look at his stats.
I am looking at them. The blown save stat is not that easy to find as you think it is.
Save opportunities and saves. What do you mean?
I'm looking at off of Baseball Reference. Come on over. Come on over to my. Come over to the wild side. Saves, innings pitched, hits, and going a little deeper. Here you have strikeouts per walk or whatever. I don't see a blown save, which they should have easily, but they don't put it in here. I'm telling you. And then you go down to the player value pitching, and then you get a little more deep into some numbers, but these aren't the numbers you're looking
for.
No,
I thought there was a save and a what you call it.
That's what I think you have to go find that somewhere else. It won't pop up on your normal statistical baseball reference.
EP,
and they're the best.
EP, can you look that up? Try to find out how
well, you can just, yeah, because I don't have time to sit. I just went to Baseball Reference to see. I don't want to sit there and Google all day.
Somebody has it. We got that, all right?
Total blown saves in Papa Jose Valverde's career.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, I don't think you put Papa Lardo in it. It'll come up.
I heard that number, and I said, I just shook my head at that number. Because Nathan has four. He's blown three the last 2 years, Mark, in Texas, and he already has four. We're only in May. We're not even in June yet. So, not good. All right?
And what did I say? He'd only given up two homers in Texas last year. He's already given up four this year.
Not a pretty picture.
So, double the numbers. And we're in May. That's for the entire year. He had a great year to earn that contract. He earned $20 million. If to those numbers, I would have given it to him too, I guess. But I would have looked at that age first and thought about it.
248, 848, 1130 is the telephone number.
Oh, I saw the finger.
Will Joe Nathan be the closer come October? That's what I want to hear. Yes, you still have confidence in him, or you don't have confidence in him.
Joel Hanrahan.
Today was not pretty.
Hi, my name is Mark. Welcome to the show. The guy across from me is a guy who flat out denies that he is the one that attacked Brad Pitt on the red carpet for the Maleficent premiere.
It's that same guy who kissed Will Smith in the mouth.
No, you're totally wrong.
Well, how? That's what they said it was.
It was 50 Cent because he was actually aiming for Angelina Jolie but missed.
Oh, stop.
Terribly. He was going for Jolie.
Just a little to the
outside. Far to the left, and he got Brad Pitt, and they said, 50, what are you doing? Click on Detroit columnist Rob Parker.
It is Sports Night with Parker and a man on a beautiful, and I say beautiful, Thursday night, Metro Detroit. Rob Parker along with the man Mark Wilson, EP, Gary, Sarah, and her video streaming minions, Raquel and Justin, all on the other side of the glass, Mark. So much to do, so little time. We're starting with the Tigers. They get a win. To kind of stem the tide, they had lost, 8 of 10. So now they've won two of their last four to kind of take some of the heat off.
Well, they took some of the heat off of last night, too, by playing a game at 3:30 the next day. If there was no night game, this would be hell breaking loose about Nathan giving up that homer and blowing a beautiful, one of the best pitched games you're going to see out of a starter. Hard to get better unless you're throwing a no-hitter than what Anibal Sanchez had last night.
Look at that view. Is that not that place?
It's gorgeous, but that's Oakland looking at San Francisco.
Right. I'm not beautiful.
Remember what they say, you can't see San Francisco from San Francisco, but you can from Oakland.
Right.
Or Berkeley.
Yep.
And it's a beautiful city. If you've never been to the Bay Area, you're missing out. Go there sometime before it all ends over there.
Is she the color commentator? Not, no, CMO.
That's Lindsay Hayes today. It's Lindsay and... I know, it's Lindsay and Keats.
And then she's breaking down the game?
I guess so.
Okay, all right, thanks.
Come on, Rob. Lindsay Hayes is going to break it down for you. You got a problem with that?
You've got to have a second guy, a local guy, to fill in for Simo when you give him a couple of days off.
Why would he have the day off today anyhow? Why would you have the day off at all?
Mark, he works. They play every day. I mean, he's got to have a couple of days.
Tigers have been off a million times already this year. He's got another day coming Monday. They got another off day coming Monday.
But you know what? Who knows? You know what? Maybe he has a graduation or something to go. You don't know. I shouldn't.
But you're right. Why can't you go get? Where's Brandon Inge? What's he doing?
Right. Somebody.
He's got to be hanging out. Got to be a reason. Who am I getting texts from? Let me see if there's anything good. No, it's all Memorial Golf. Mark Wilson -3. Okay, thanks, Art. Appreciate that. Phil Mickelson. We'll get to that in up sports wrap time. 40 total for Papa. Papa G, 40 total blown
saves. Okay, somebody said 11, and I said,
I said 11 the last 2 years.
Yeah, I just, when I heard that number, I said, that didn't even make any sense to me. All right, Well, it's time now, Mark, for the official sports night with Parker and the man, Hank Aaron, time check.
Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7-15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
That means that you now know that we're celebrating and honoring the 40th anniversary of Henry Aaron, Henry Louis Aaron's magical 7-15 to pass the Bambino, George Herman, Ruth, the Babe, the Sultan of SWAT.
Was he black?
Well, that you could do a three-hour show on that alone, on whether or not Babe Ruth was the first real black player in the major leagues. And it also means you know from Milo Hamilton what time it is in Metro Detroit and anywhere in the Eastern time zone. 7:15 here on Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
And you know what else today is, Mark?
I can't even imagine what it might be.
I'm very, very excited. It's a very special edition of TV Theme Song Thursday, the all-cartoon edition.
Whoa!
And if you have a cartoon favorite theme song you want to hear, you can call in as well and make a request. 248-848-1130. Hit it, Gary.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain.
I can't hear you.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Oh, who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
If nautical nonsense be something you wish.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Drop on the deck and flop like a fish.
SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants.
How can you miss that kind of fun on one radio show? You know, it should be illegal to have that much fun.
It is Sports Night with Parker the Man and one of our favorite nights TV theme song, Thursday, Rob Parker, Mark Wilson.
I'm hashtagging that. Wow.
Make sure you call in and we're taking TV themes. The cartoon edition. We've never done the all cartoon edition, Mark, have we?
Hashtag. You know, I got to say that I think we did.
Did we do it before?
Yes,
okay.
We've done it in the past.
You know which the one we did
be
before?
Be over 6 years ago. But
you know which one we did?
What?
All game shows. I remember doing that one.
I think we did with Magilla Gorilla.
Oh, we got to play Magilla tonight. I got to hear Magilla.
Magilla Gorilla for sale.
Won't you buy him? Take a moment, try him. All right, we won't do that.
I'm tweeting it right now.
Yes.
By the way, if you're scoring, our 2007th tweet here at the at Parker and the Man Twitter page.
Very nice.
Right there. So you, Rob Parker, can now retweet.
I will do that. All right, 248-848-1130. We're talking about the Tigers. Will Joe Nathan be your closer come October? Where is your confidence level with this guy? Another save, but it was shaky. It was ugly. It was disastrous. Almost.
No, it wasn't disastrous.
I said almost. But he got the job done. He gets a ground out to Miguel Cabrera, unassisted, to end the ball game.
Buster, you're on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Hi, Buster. What's going on, buddy?
Nothing much. Well, first of all, how about Rough and Ready? That was a cartoon back when I was about
seven, eight,
9 years old, back in the late 50s, early 60s.
That sounds like a porn movie, Rough and Ready.
No. That was a cartoon back when I was a little kid. That was one of my favorite cartoons. See, but, the way this Tigers pitching staff is going, well, Blue Moon Odom 68 today, and we might have to start thinking if they're 69 today, and we might have to go check him out to see if he might take Forcello's or Verlander's place for a couple starts, and we might have to go look to see if Bruce Sutter can be the closer. And he's the Hall of Fame, and he's 6 months older than I am. But this bullpen is just a joke, especially Nathan. You know, it seems as if he's just lost it. I don't know if he has or not, but I know they were seeming awfully cavalier about his supposed dead arm back when the season started. And then the defense seems to have gone a bit frowsy, too. And we only have three guys hitting. So the way things are going now, they're going to have to adjust this bullpen. But I don't know what closer is out there that they can get right now. As I said before,
they got Hanrahan coming.
They better get him, Buster, they better get him ready, get him worked out, be ready. All I'm saying is, right now, if you get off to a start like this, you better be have somebody ready to go, because you won't win a World Series like this. This is just – he's already blown four games, given up more home – than all of last year. We haven't even gotten out of May yet.
No, it's gotten to that point. All right, look, 248-848-1130. Is this a done deal?
What's a done deal?
Done deal. Steve Ballmer has bought the Clippers. He is the new owner of the Clippers.
For $1.8 billion?
For $2 billion. The Grant Hill Group was in at 1.2. That's the two guys. That's Tony Ressler, who's married to Jamie Gertz, the actress.
He bought that for $13.
And Bruce Kirsch.
He bought it for $13 million, Mark.
Well, the deal was, I thought the Hill Group was closer, but I guess Ballmer upped the ante in that final bid last night.
I saw 1.8, and you're telling me that they got the team for $2 billion.
Ballmer really wanted that team, but so did Kessler, Ressler and Kirsch with Grant Hill. So they didn't get it. The former Microsoft CEO, Steve Ballmer, buys the Clippers. He won the bidding war.
For $2 billion. We're talking about overpaying. The Pistons were sold for what, $360?
Which would make, the June 3rd hearing not mean much.
And the Milwaukee Bucks were sold a month ago for $545.
Talk about your bad team tax.
If you're Herb Cole, are you kidding me? I want a redo. Are you kidding?
Get KC in. Hi, KC, before we do the thing. What's up, KC?
Hey, what's happening, boys?
What's up, KC?
There you go, KC. We got a new owner of the Clippers.
And in breaking news, Tom Gorris has got himself a girlfriend, and he doesn't want her hanging around Magic Johnson.
Yeah. What has he done?
Big Magic Johnson.
What has he done? Can you tell me?
You know what? That's what.
What has Steve Ballmer? What has Ballmer done?
That's exactly what he said. When Shelly called Donald Sterling to say that they sold the team to Steve Ballmer, you know what he said? This was his response to Shirley.
That's your cue.
Come on, Gary.
What has he done? Can you tell me?
Microsoft, what's so big about what do they have there?
How did he get $2 billion to buy a team that I paid $13 million? What was it, $13
million? What is Microsoft? Is that an ice cream place?
What has he done?
Is that a yogurt? Is that a frozen yogurt joint? I don't know what Microsoft is. What's he done?
Well, it really pays to play the racial card, I guess. It pays to be a racist, huh?
Well, you know,
the amazing racist game.
Oh yeah, okay. Wait till those the capital gains tax comes in.
You know
what?
Come and get your taxes, Mark. I just bought something for $13 million. I just got $2 billion. I'll pay the tax.
Come and get your taxes.
I'll pay the taxes.
Exactly. You know, he's not going to be getting any less of a prime piece of meat, and he still has all that real estate in L.A. The guy is not hurting at all. He can buy himself a few more girlfriends. But Buster, he's talking about porn as a child. Weren't those oil paintings?
Yes, exactly. You got it right on.
Yeah. And for a cartoon TV theme song, how about Monty Python? Because they ran that theme song for all the cartoons on that
Monty Python's Flying Circus.
There you go. Right, Governor. And the reason I'm calling is this whole Nick Castellanos, getting thrown under the bus. I don't feel bad for him. What I feel bad for Jerome Bettis' wife, she gets thrown under the bus all the time.
Oh, stop. Stop with that.
Dodgers at $2.1 billion are still the number one priced sports team in North America. The Clippers will now be number two.
Unbelievable.
The L.A. Clippers will be number two. Sorry, Jerry Jones and
Mark,
everybody else.
They talked about $700 million. Or 675 was the number they floated out. $2 billion?
Sealed bids, man. There were four that came in. I think the Oprah Group had one. Ballmer had
even
one.
Even David Geffen and them were not going like two. Ballmer was what?
And then the Grant Hill Group.
What is his deal? What's the Yao Ming Group? I thought there was a Yao Ming.
I don't know that they had a sealed bid in. Did it get it in?
Yeah, there was four. What is the other? You gave me three.
I think there was one other one.
Yao Ming had a group.
I don't know if the Yao Ming. The heck with Yao Ming. He didn't have enough money.
But he had plenty of money, Yao Ming.
Who were his investors? Because I know Ressler and Kirsch have
Yao
billions.
Money.
Those are mega billionaires.
Unbelievable.
Because Grant Hill's got no money. What's Grant Hill got? What's he done?
What's he done?
Can you tell me?
No, seriously. When I say he's got no money, he's got, what, $10 million?
Yeah, but you
know, that doesn't buy anything.
But Mark, he probably has friends who have a lot of money.
He's the front of that. He was going to probably be the president of the franchise.
Right, and they got people got money.
I bet you he's shocked that Ballmer paid that much. He's probably saying $2 billion. Nuts?
Steve Ballmer, who is he?
What's he done?
See, what has he done? Can you tell me?
Can't stop it. All right, so we got the Tigers.
Baby,
Tigers win today,
at least. We got $2 billion for the team. This guy, Steve Ballmer, bought the team.
And Steve Ballmer's the new owner.
Steve Ballmer?
He's a baller.
Can you tell me?
Sports Night with Parker, the man. That's Rob. I'm Mark. It's Detroit's 1130 WDFN, the fan. What's he done?
What has he done? Can you tell me?
We're just getting started. What are we doing?
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the man. On Detroit's 1130.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the man.
One hint. The worst is yet to come.
I've been informed by the powers that be that this is rough and ready. This was your request from earlier. We also have a Jetsons request we can't forget about. We got a request earlier from a caller.
Next.
This is rough and ready. R-U-F-F and R-E-D-D-Y. Is that correct, Gary? That's how you do it. They were actually a dog and a cat.
Oh, rough and ready. Okay.
Rough and ready. Was that Buster's suggestion?
What was Chauncey's favorite line? If it ain't rough, it ain't right.
Chauncey Billups?
Yeah, he used to always say that. If it ain't rough, it ain't right.
What's he say now?
If it ain't right, it ain't rough.
That's not what he says now. Hey, Goris, give my money.
All right, 248-848-1130. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man on a beautiful Thursday evening, Metro Detroit, a TV theme song Thursday.
Tigers win 5-4 over Oakland, although Joe Nathan gave it a shot, baby. And Steve Ballmer is his name, the former Microsoft CEO, and he has submitted the winning bid, we'll put it that way, for the Los Angeles Clippers at $2 billion.
Is that with a B?
Dollars. It was with a B. Greg, you're on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Hi, Greg.
That's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. It absolutely is.
For $13 million, which you spent $13 million, that's really showing Donald Sterling. They really punished him, didn't they?
They sure did.
They showed him, didn't they? Yeah.
Boy, I know.
Take that, Donald.
Take that, you racist. Take that.
Yeah, take that, Donald. We're going to give you $2 billion like he needs $2 billion. But anyway, no, he won't be the closer.
You know what? He might not accept the billion. Because the B starts with B, black, billion. I don't know. Maybe you're going with that.
Okay, Could be.
All right, forget it. Maybe he'll take it.
No, he won't be the closer in October. He might not even be the closer in July.
Oh, so you're done. You already think that he's not going to be able to make it.
I mean, he don't look any better than Benoit.
What are you saying?
Wow.
Does he? Does he look good as Benoit to you? I mean, when he comes in the ninth, I mean, it's hold your breath. He never goes through an inning 1-2-3. You got to get
him. Well, he did the other day at 1-2-3.
Yeah, the other day he did, but you're right.
No, he had 10 straight where he got he didn't give up anything.
Right, but of late he has looked very shaky during this whole thing.
Shaky. Well, I mean, you know, and then you throw your third baseman under the bus. Even though I was mad at him last night because he should have caught that ball. But you know, hey, you still got to get the guys out. You know, whether he makes the play or not, you still got to get him. You still got to get him out. But you know, Castellanos wasn't going to do that break that hanger inside that the boy hit in the upper deck in left field.
And so. Still, he could have got a double play on the next pitch and not give up a 3-run walk off.
If you keep the ball down instead of hanging it up like he did today, he was lucky today. Somebody didn't hit one out.
He was very lucky.
Everything he was throwing was hanging. You know, but. I mean, to win 2 out of 4, I'll take 2 out of 4 the way they played in this series.
Oh, yeah, they could have lost all 4 games, like Mark
said.
That's
tragic. I felt for Sanchez last night. That's ridiculous. To pitch that well. And then I was almost, you better bring Nathan in, bring him into the beginning of the ninth inning. You know, if not, let Sanchez stay in there.
What Brad Ausmus did, Greg, and thanks for calling Sports Night with Parker and the Man, is standard. Mark, when a guy's dominating and pitching like that, what does the manager say? I'm going to leave you in, but as soon as somebody gets on, you're out.
I'm not going to let you be the guy that loses the game.
I'm not going to let you
lose. Because he has seen guys take a turn for the worse when that happens. There's a roller coaster effect.
Mark, it takes 2 pitches, and you could go from dominating a team for 8 innings or 8 and a third, and then all of a sudden.
Well, the two schools of thought is, fine, let him win it or lose it. We didn't get him enough runs. He's only got the 1 run. But We pay a guy $10 million to take care of this for him. That's why we pay him. I don't want to hear. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard is when, I think he's better when he comes in at the starter.
No, no.
I hate that line.
Because it's nonsense. You can get me. Why can't you get me two outs with a man on?
Close the game.
Close the game.
What's he ever done?
What has he done?
What has he done? Can you tell me?
We're talking about Joe Nathan. I don't know.
EP just put on, just so we can mention, of course, the deal is still pending the approval of NBA owners.
Are you kidding, Mark?
Let me tell you. EP, they vetted everybody here. This thing's done in 15 minutes.
Are you? When the other owners see that it's $2 billion, dude. They probably all did.
No, but all the people involved were vetted.
There's no vote. Vote for what? Oh, no, we're not going to let the former Microsoft CEO in because we're not sure he has any cash. Are you kidding?
Right. It's not like Riley Cooper is in on the bidding on this, okay? They vetted by the word, you know, the vetted word. Yeah. They've checked everybody's background.
Before you even can put a bid in, Mark, you know, it's like getting your pre-approval mortgage. You can't put a bid in.
They rush this stuff.
Until we already have seen whether or not, you know,
your background.
Exactly.
Is there anything there?
How embarrassing would that be to go through that and then have a tape come out on Steve Ballmer?
So it went Ballmer at $2 billion, the David Geffen Group at $1.6 billion, and Tony Ressler, again, married to Jamie Gertz, the actress, who lives in the same neighborhood as Tom Goris, Beverly Park in California, that's even higher than Beverly Hills, and Steve Karsh.
Doug
Karsh. No relation. I don't think it is. Doug would be awfully lucky if there's a relation there. Another guy who, just to show you how much money he has, he's given $85 million to Duke University. And I think $20 million to Virginia Law, because that's where he graduated law school from. Got his BA from Duke and his Juris Doctor from Virginia. His group went to $1.2 billion. That's the Grand Hill Group. So there's the numbers. That's the through sources. Those are the numbers. And the $2 billion price tag obviously wins for Steve Ballmer. So good for him. He's got a franchise that has never won anything and doesn't own the building. Wah, wah.
I'll tell you.
Enjoy your prize.
It is unbelievable, you know, when the wealth, the disparity of wealth in this country.
It's worse than ever.
It's worse than ever.
Because now we know their names.
Right.
We didn't used to know all their names.
We didn't know their names.
We knew Gates and we knew Buffett. Now we know all their names.
Is that not unbelievable?
It really is. But that's what social media and the internet, it's given us the ability, the Forbes 500, to see the high-priced people to the schlubs like us. You know what I'm saying? Here we go. Schlubs, us, Ballmer. Gates.
Yeah, but 98% of America.
Carlos Slim.
98% of America, the slug.
With us.
Right, or the slug.
Hanging with us, baby. Good for you.
I'm hanging with Mr. Cooper.
What was the old line? They say that money can't buy you happiness, but I'd sure like to find out for myself.
I sure would. I'd like to be miserable for a few
just
years.
See what it's like.
All right, 248-848-1130. We got a sports wrap coming up. Mark will get you caught up, including the big sale.
The big sale.
Bigger than Macy's white sale. I mean, are you kidding?
Is that right?
Hell.
And you go to all those, so you should know.
I do.
It's a TV theme song Thursday on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Detroit weather.
What?
It's a when we want to weather. Why are we doing it now?
What? I guess because we wanted to, or damn well wanted to. That's the deal. Beautiful sunshiny days ahead. I'm telling you, tomorrow, sunshine and 80, sunshine and 80 Saturday, sunshine 82 Sunday, sunshine 85 Monday. We might take a little turn on Tuesday, Wednesday, but right now it looks gorgeous. I'm telling you this. Get out there and enjoy it. Nice area. All over Metro Detroit. As we head to the weekend. Currently sunny skies and 70 degrees. That's when we want to weather.
Why we do it now?
I guess because we wanted to.
All right, let's do it. Now it's time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers.
All right, Tigers are winners. Although they tried their darndest to give it up in that ninth inning with Joe Nathan. 5-4 the final. As it turns out, the 6 walks didn't end up hurting Rick Porcello. He gets his 8th win of the season already. He's never won more than 14 in a year, so he's already well past halfway there. Miggy and V-Mart, couple of RBIs each. Victor is now hitting a league-leading 344. Kinsler, DK 32, Don Kelly, and Castellanos each had two hits. They split the series in Oakland, go to 30-20, and now on to Seattle to take on Lloyd McClendon and his Seattle Mariners. And you don't got to see King Felix, because he pitched, what, last night? No Felix Hernandez in this series. Free pre-day is tomorrow in Belle Isle for the Detroit Grand Prix weekend. You'll see IndyCar practice in the Truck Series. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. Stanley Cup playoffs, East Finals, Game 6 at the Garden in New York.
At the Garden.
Montreal and the Rangers go. If the Rangers win, they move on to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time in 20 years. Game 6 in the West for the Kings and Blackhawks is tomorrow night at Staples. L.A. leads 3-2 after that Chicago overtime double OT victory last night. Thank you, Michael Hanzus. NBA West Finals, Game 5 tonight, 9 o'clock. Spurs and Thunder from down under. Series tied at 2. Game 6, Heat and Pacers tomorrow night in Miami. Hope you watched that one last night. That finished. Heat up 3-2, but Indiana did their thing last night. And a Chris Bosh miss on a three-pointer at the end cost the Heat a chance to move on to the NBA Finals, at least last night, for the fourth straight year. And LeBron James with a career low, 7 points in the postseason. Other baseball, American League, Texas this afternoon beats Minnesota at Target 5-4. Shin-Soo Choo with three ribbies in that one. Toronto over Kansas City now in the second, 2-1. Jose Bautista's 13th homer. Baltimore-Houston coming up in a bit. Interleague series, they're underway at Fenway. The Red Sox and the Braves, no score second. Underway in Philadelphia, the National League. The Mets lead the Phillies 1-0 second. Other games start later. PGA Memorial Golf, Jack Nicklaus's event, Dublin, Ohio, round one. How about Rory McIlroy? Guy dumps his fiance, Caroline Wozniacki. She loses in the second round of the French Open. He goes on to win the BMW last weekend, and now he leads Jack's event this week with a 9-under par 63 that included an eagle and a double bogey in that round. Chris Kirk, Paul Casey, and Bubba Watson at minus 666 are three shots back. Jordan Spieth and the number one player in the world, Adam Scott, had a 69.
And you know what I heard he was yelling out on the course? Free at last!
Yeah, baby.
Free at last! Thank God Almighty! I'm free at last.
You see how the woman? Wozniacki was once number one in the world. She's a second-round loser at French. McIlroy, who's struggled in the last year, calendar year, all of a sudden can win and lead. That leads at Murfield. Phil Mickelson shot an even par 72. French Open tennis, day five in Paris. No major upsets. American Sloane Stephens a winner for the women, 6-1, 6-3. Fourth seed Simona Halep a winner, 6-2 and 4. She's one of the top seeds now. You barely ever heard of her. Well, for the guys, American Jack Sock, S-O-C-K, remember the name, Jack Sock, wins in three sets, round two. Number one seed Rafael Nadal, an easy three-setter, and ditto from Andy Murray. That is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Go get a haircut at Sporty Cuts.
Love this. Come on, Mark. Sing with me. Come on.
Jetsons.
Come on, sing with me.
Here's George Jetson.
Meet George Jetson.
Daughter Judy.
Come on, Mark, don't do it before.
His boy Elroy.
Elroy, forgot about him.
Daughter Judy. Jane, his wife.
Da 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 da. Their maid Rosie.
Like the maid, Rosie. What was the dog's name?
Rashbro. Roof, Roof. Rashbro. Roof. Rashbro.
This is when they put the beginning the and the end together.
We still don't have flying cars.
We have moving sidewalks.
We do have that.
What came first, the show or the moving sidewalks?
You've done this before.
The moving sidewalks.
Moving sidewalks came first.
All right. It is a TV theme song Thursday on Sports Night with Parker and the Man, a cartoon edition, all cartoons on this very
all
special
night long.
Thursday.
EP, Wes Bloomfield upsetting number two brother Rice in district baseball playoff today. 9-7 action is a thing for you?
Who Did called you in? Somebody must have called in with that.
Somebody called from brother Rice? Or no, it would have been a Wes Bloomfield caller.
Right.
That's a big win over Bro Rice in baseball. 9-7, huh? What's his name plays for Brother Rice?
Who?
Derek Stevens' kid.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Too bad they're gone. I was kind of rooting for Brother Rice to keep going on and win that thing. Only for Al Fracassa.
All right, 248-848-1130. Let's kind of finish up on the Tigers. And Joe Nathan, we were talking about kind of a rough outing. It was rough and ready, all right.
Well, it seems like EP's got our answer. Wes Bloomfield has a pitcher who throws 95 miles an hour. So what's he doing? Does he want to sign today and he can be the new closer? Look, let me ask you this. Hanrahan signed, sealed, delivered. He a $1 million.
Look, I haven't seen him pitch yet. I'm not going
to
sit here and
talk about. He's supposed to be here in June.
Talk about
June
some
is,
guy. No,
June is
no,
here in
no,
3 days.
No. How's that?
So you have no interest in talking about Hanrahan?
No, until I see him pitch and see if he's healthy.
Well, you've seen what he can do in the past.
All I think is they better go out and look and make sure. I told you before, they're trying to do this bullpen thing. The bullpen was an issue last year, and the bullpen's an issue again this year. The reason they lost last year, Mark Wilson, was one reason and one reason only.
Because they gave up grand slams.
Late in the game.
Two closers who aren't here anymore.
Exactly.
Benoit and Veras. Is it a mystery? Is it a coincidence that those two guys gave up two grand slams when it counted the most? Dazen Cole. And they're gone? No, it wasn't a coincidence. Benoit, pretty much on his own accord. He went off to San Diego or Chicago.
San Diego.
And Veras went to the Cubs. That's the way that rolled. They were not going to come back here. It was almost Mitch Williams-like. Could they be allowed to come back and pitch here after giving up two of the biggest grand slams against the Tigers in history?
Late.
Well, you know, look. The Tigers are a club. It all goes back to what you said. They've done this act for 8 years now. Okay, we've seen it since 06. It used to be. Rob and I were on the air in the early 2000s. Call about the Tigers.
We used to say, this is sick, because we're both baseball guys, and it used to drive us crazy.
Can't even talk about them.
Couldn't even talk about them.
03 was the worst year I've ever spent doing any kind of media, because I'd go to games, there'd be 3,000 people at Comerica. They didn't care.
And 1,000 were fans of Alan Trammell.
Right, they were Trammell's family. Right. From Barbara and the kids from San Diego came into town. No, actually, they didn't. That's why Tram, he pulled that number. I'm not moving here. I'm just keeping the house in San Diego. So Tram has this bad year in 03. We couldn't talk about him on a daily basis. There was no activity, nothing to see here, nothing to say, except towards the end when it became folly to talk about how many losses they were going to have.
Right.
Of 119, as it turned out, 43 and 119.
And I always say that the reason that Ron Gartenhire never won is because he let Alan Trammell off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
I never liked that. I thought it was Bush. And I'm glad that Gartenhire has never won, because play it out, Mark. If they beat you, they beat you. But play it out. Remember, he rested in the last two games of the season
Morneau,
or whatever? Rested all
Maurer,
these guys.
Kadire.
Gave them a chance to win.
Who else was there at the time?
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, everybody rested. Might have been Punto.
It was ridiculous.
He might have been there at the time, too, at Minnesota.
Don't
don't you believe that's
what he was doing?
Absolutely he was doing that. But then even 04 and 05, when they started to get a little better, in fact, Tram improved by 20 games from 03 to 04, you still couldn't talk about him. So let's get back to 06. So now here comes Leland. He busts out with the World Series appearance.
Yep.
06, 07, 08, 09, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. It's a lot of years are going by. And without having that World Series trophy, without having a ring, without being able to celebrate for
ring
this town.
Ring ping.
Without celebrating for this town, the way you break this stuff down is, and you said it. You set the price. World Series championship or bust.
I keep telling you, anything less is a failure. You don't spend this kind of money on this team. You don't keep Max Scherzer, Mark, when you have a chance to lose them. They could have just traded them. They're in. They push all their chips to the center of the table. They've cut corners. They've done stuff that you say, why would you do it? Why would you let Doug Fister go? Why would you
hockey
make
rink.
Moves?
Hockey rink.
I know, but the stuff that they've done, but they're still in it with the payroll. And if they don't get it done, it'll be a waste. And you know what? You're going to look at this era of the Tigers and say 8 or 10 years when I always say, no matter what you want to say about the Pistons, Mark, did they get that championship? They had that run. You got to win one. I don't care what.
And you know what? They were close enough on the second one.
They went the next year, wasn't
to
it?
To really wet your whistle.
Went the next year.
The Tigers
and they lost
are 1-8
in seven.
And 8 in their two.
Exactly.
They've never come close. You know, getting to the championship game sometimes and not coming anywhere near winning
Pistons,
is sometimes worse than not going.
The Pistons were a Robert Horry shot away from winning two. I know, but I'm just saying.
It's right there for the take.
It was right there for them to win back-to-back, which is what the Bad Boys did. I mean, just think about how close this team was.
And I would ask Tiger fans, go back to 06 and go back to 2 years ago. How great was your World Series experience?
Horrible.
When you saw the Cardinals, you had the one win and then you lose 4-1.
Mark, people salivated when they saw the Cardinals. Oh, this team? Oh, we're going to win a World Series.
I'm going to come clean on something.
Come clean.
In that Giants for game four, when Miggy has the bat on his shoulder and strikes out looking, and that crowd walks out with their heads dejected and
remember, it was cold and wet.
Cold and wet. We're at the other place. We're doing the post-game show at the Elwood. Rob, nobody stopped by. Here we're at the Elwood doing a post-game show on the air. Nobody came by to say hello or anything. They were all angry. It was a mob scene at home plate. There might as well have been a mob scene. That's how. And I actually said, I'm kind of bummed.
Mark,
I just saw four crappy games.
Four games. The Tigers with that offense scored how many runs? 6 runs.
Ooh.
In 4 games.
I'm coming clean.
6 runs. And I hate to tell you that 4 of those 6 runs came in what game? Game one. What was the score of game one in that series?
I don't remember.
8-4 or something?
I'm telling you, Rob, my only experience now is, and I've got the picture still on my phone.
Look up game one for me.
I can't do this because I'm afraid weird pictures will show up.
I'm asking EP. Look up game one of the
12
World Series. Hey, was it 8-4? Mark, they only scored 6 runs in the entire
total,
series.
And that was
so
the
that
first
means
game.
That,
yeah.
That means that they scored 2 runs in the last three
games.
It
is such, I'm telling you, oblivion and blur to me that all I see is Cabrera with the bat. You know what? How can we not do that with Miggy? What is Miggy's career batting average?
Well, but he's won a World Series.
What is Miggy's career batting average?
Look at it. I don't know, but he's won a World Series.
All right, with the Tigers, what's his batting average?
I say it's 180.
Nope.
280.
Nope. 0-1.
Oh, 0-1. There you go.
The one that just to continue onward in the world. Actually, it's not even fair. It was so lost and so gone by that time.
But he didn't.
He was just the final cord in the chain. It was the end of it. But I see him still with the bat on his shoulder, getting strike three called.
Come on. Was it 7-4 the first game? Come on. Sandoval, home run.
I don't care. I'm telling you, 8-3.
Okay.
Right?
So
is that what you're saying, EP? 8-3? First game.
I thought
Rob's not buying it. Are you sure it's 8-3?
No. I just thought they had 6 runs. Didn't they get shut out twice? Okay.
Let's do this. We'll do that. We'll do this. We can find all that out for you. 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Detroit's 1130. WDFN the Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Detroit's number one late, live, local sports.